The Electoral Commission will undertake biometric voter registration of all eligible persons, including prisoners, from March 24 to May 5 this year. The registration will take place in all regions and districts at the same time, and it will be a complete replacement of the existing voters' register and thereby render any previous voter registration invalid for the purposes of voting in the December elections. The chairman of the EC, Dr. Kwejo Afarijan, announced this at a lecture organized by the Editors Forum in Accra. Ruth Ajololu has the details.
Under the biometric voter registration, the 10 fingerprints and photographs of every eligible voter will be taken. Registration will be taken at registration centers, which will serve as polling stations during the elections, in line with the basic principle of where you register is where you vote. Dr. Afarijan admitted that 7,000 digital registration kits are not enough for registration to be done in each of the 23,000 polling stations at the same time. In the circumstance, the polling stations in each district have been grouped in clusters. Each cluster consists of 4 polling stations. A team of 6 persons will be responsible for the registration of voters in each cluster. The team will spend 10 days at each polling station before moving to the next. The registration period will last 40 days. Dr. Afarijan said a registered voter will be issued on the spot with an identity card embossed with his or her picture and a barcode containing the ID number. He said if biometric voter registration is done well, a person's name will occur only once in the entire voter register. Any multiple voter registration anywhere in Ghana will be found out through a full search of the fingerprints and photograph of a registered voter. Dr. Afarijan, however, pointed out that the digital registration kits will not know the difference between the fingerprint of a Ghanaian and that of a foreigner, or between the fingerprint of an adult and that of a minor. It is only through vigilance that the registration of foreigners could be prevented. Dr. Afarijan announced that so far, the EC has received 134.7 million Ghana cedis from government, and because of the timely release of funds, the delivery of equipment and other materials, the Commission is now in the position to undertake a biometric voter registration of all eligible voters, including prisoners in all regions and districts at the same time, from the 24th of March to the 5th of May. The exercise will completely replace the existing voters' register and thereby nullify the previous voter card. The president of the Editors Forum Ghana, Ajoye Buafari, underlined the need for media practitioners to understand electoral issues and educate the electorate appropriately. This was echoed by the chairman of the Media Commission, Cabral Blay Amihie, who also asked journalists not to trivialize issues of election or subject them to unnecessary sensationalism.
Ruth Ajololu's report.